CBS News. President Nixon returned to Washington tonight after spending the weekend at the Florida White House. This is Gary Shepard reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Presidential News Secretary Ronald Ziegler says Mr. Nixon has come to a decision on who will be the new Treasury Secretary and will announce that decision shortly, perhaps before the end of the week. The current Secretary of the Treasury, George Shultz, is retiring next month, and the man considered to be a likely successor is William Simon, the number two man at the Treasury Department, as well as the nation's energy chief. Simon's deputy, John Sawhill, told the Senate Commerce Committee on Monday that gasoline allocations will be increased as much as possible during the months ahead, and he said American families need not cancel plans for a summer vacation by automobile this year as long as they continue to conserve gasoline. Back in a minute.
Man, I feel like I put up this whole 32nd floor by myself.
Yeah, you ain't alone. Hey, let's see what I got for lunch here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Evelyn did it again. I'd rather eat a rivet. What are you eating, Sam?
Let me see. Cheese and tomato, a few potato chips, and some prunes.
Prunes?
There are still a lot of people who laugh at prunes. But now quite a few are finding out how good they really are. They're a great natural source of quick energy. And pound for pound, prunes have 8 times the vitamin A of the leading fresh fruit. What's more, prunes are loaded with iron, something you gals will be interested in knowing. And they have more niacin and vitamin B2 than the 5 leading fresh fruits.
Prunes! Where are you going, Sam?
To eat my lunch on a higher level, Bertram, that's where.
California prunes. The funny fruit that does so much for you.
The Washington Post, in its Tuesday morning editions, quotes well-informed Republican sources as saying President Nixon has made a tentative decision to campaign in Michigan for Republican congressional candidate James Sparling. Sparling is running for a House seat in a special election 2 weeks from now. When President Nixon returned to Washington tonight, new Secretary Ziegler said he wasn't ready to discuss the matter. Sparling did discuss it earlier in the day.
10 days ago, I personally contacted the national chairman of the Republican Party, asking that the president come to Michigan and address himself to the people. I hope that he will accept that call. As I stated, I cannot and will not defend the actions of the president. Mr. Nixon fully realizes that if I'm elected to the Congress of the United States, any proof of wrongdoing on his part will draw my firm vote for impeachment.
GOP congressional candidate James Sparling of Michigan. The Senate has voted in favor of outlawing the reporting of presidential election returns until the polls on the West Coast are closed. The idea is to prevent voters in the West from being influenced by early returns from the East. CBS News White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint reports tonight that President Nixon may fight efforts to force him to pay additional federal income taxes. On Wednesday, the Joint Congressional Committee on Internal Revenue Taxation will make public its report on the president's tax returns. Correspondent Pierpoint says the president's lawyers claim he may be guilty of only a technical violation of the law because he signed his returns ignorant of any mistakes in them. If the committee's report is split along party lines, says Pierpoint, the White House is prepared to charge politics. Back after this.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? The Better Business Bureau knows.
Honey, the TV set just won't work. Who do I take it to? The lady down the street took hers into a place that charged her more than her set was worth.
Gosh, I don't know.
I'll tell you what to do, folks.
Who are you?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau. Now, before you take your set in for repairs, shop around and check into a firm's reputation. You know, that's even more important than the price. Friends and neighbors can help, or you can ask for a few names of previous customers to find out if they were satisfied. And since the amount you pay will vary from one place to another, it's up to you to find out in advance what a service will cost if you have it fixed at home. Just another consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California got an April Fool's joke played on them by Mariner 10, the spacecraft that flew past the planet Mercury over the weekend. The experts got excited for a while when they thought Mariner had discovered a moon circling around Mercury. But today they checked those signals again, found out that Mariner was really picking up radiation from a distant star. The Cost of Living Council has lifted wage and price controls from another 165 industries. Industries which the council believes are not so inflation prone. Industries which are likely to remain under controls until the last moment, at the end of the month, when the entire economic control system comes to an end. The Queen Elizabeth II, with hundreds of vacationers on board, is stalled in the Atlantic at this hour, nearly 300 miles south of Bermuda, her three boilers broken down. But with the bands playing and the booze flowing, it's reported the passengers have hardly noticed. Gary Shepard, CBS News.
The chairman of the Ortingen Department of Geology and Mineral Industries says it's inexcusable that Ortingen hasn't provided seed money for geothermal exploration. R.W. DeWeese says development of geothermal energy has been the victim of inertia. The Ortingen State Police Traffic Division says there were 40% more speeding citations issued in March than during the same month a year ago. Captain John Williams, he's head of the division, attributes part of the increase to spring vacation week. A U.S. Coast Guard helicopter crew from Astoria photographed a 14-mile oil slick allegedly dumped by a Liberian tanker 35 miles off the southern Washington coast today. Those photographs will be turned over to the U.S. State Department. Occasional showers tonight and tomorrow, so goes the local forecast. It goes on to say we can expect a few showers tomorrow night, otherwise clearing late tomorrow night, becoming fair Wednesday after morning clouds. Lows in the low 40s, highs in the upper 50s, and south winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, but gusty during the showers. Currently 48 degrees. AC Emmerich, 97 News.
This is KOIN, Portland.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. I don't know if you've ever stopped to think about it, but of all the creatures in the animal kingdom, only man, and man alone, will murder his mate simply because she no longer pleases him. True, certain of our friends in fur, fin, or feather will indulge in desertion or even divorce, but murder? For that, you must have the highest degree of culture and civilization. For that, you have to be human.
I must know what I can do, Doctor, to keep myself from killing my wife.
Why do you want to kill her?
I don't want to kill her.
Well, then, what makes you think you're going to?
I've been told I'm going to do it.
By whom?
I've been told unmistakably and in no uncertain terms, and that's what scares me.
But who told you?
Pluto.
Who's Pluto?
A cat.
A cat told you?
Yes. My wife's cat.
Our mystery drama, The Black Cat, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Norman Rose. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Can you really tell the future by reading my palm, Madame Xanadu?
Have faith, and let me have your left hand. Ah, yes, I see very clearly.
What do you see, Madame Xanadu? Tell me what you see.
You will meet a tall, good-looking man.
I will?
Yes. A tall, good-looking man who will make you very happy.
Oh!
He is from the Internal Revenue Service.
The Internal Revenue Service?
Yes. And he has many, many free publications for you, ranging from business expenses and child care to sick pay and retirement income. One of those publications may solve your tax problem and make you very happy.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Here, what do you see in my other palm?
It says here you can get any of those three publications at your IRS district office.
Hello, I'm Dolly Parton. Have you ever watched a weaver at his trade? Shuttles weaving faster and faster on the loom, creating a design where none has been before. And come to think of it, life's pattern is woven in just the same way. Born of many different threads, meeting, merging, spinning out the small fabric of our existence. The March of Dimes is trying to create a better fabric of life.
The big band sound is back. Live at Jansen Beach Center, the sounds of the 40s returns with the Woody Hite Band. The date is Sunday, April 7th at 8 o'clock. Adult admission, just $3.50 per person. For advanced reservations or information, write or send a check to the Sounds of the 40s, 1492 Jansen Beach Center, Portland, 97217. You remember the big band sounds? Join Jansen Beach Center as they bring back the good times with dance and music. Jansen Beach Mall off I-5 at Jansen Beach. Tickets also available at the door Sunday evening. This is KOIN in Portland. It's time now for the Mystery Theater.
Consider the act of murder. Popular opinion has it the majority of killers are ruthless, cold-blooded, devoid of pity. But the facts tell a different tale. Statistics reveal most murderers are neither brutal nor savage. The record shows you don't have to be a devil or a demon or even a criminal. Experience teaches a killer could be any one of us. Given the time, the place, the provocation, it could be you. It could be I. And it could even be Philip Sterling.
Sylvia says you want to see me, Mr. Fenris.
That's right, Phil.
Well?
I have a simple statement to make. A brief 13-word announcement.
I had no idea you measured out your words.
They should add up to 13. Because it happens to be an unlucky statement as far as you're concerned.
Suppose you end the suspense, Mr. Fenris. What is this historic pronouncement,
If you marry my daughter, I will cut her off without a cent.
Yes, it does add up to 13 words.
And you'd better believe them.
Well, then I have no choice. I'll break the engagement. I certainly can't marry Sylvia if she has no money.
Why, you unprincipled scoundrel.
Now, Mr. Fenris, while I may be a scoundrel, I do have principles.
You admit you want to marry Sylvia for her money?
What other reason could I possibly have?
Well, of all the unbearable...
Don't sputter at me, Mr. Fenris. After all, it's your fault.
What, my fault?
Without question. Had you been a better father, more loving, more attentive, you would have raised a more attractive daughter.
Well, I'll have you thrown out of here.
Consider Sylvia calmly, objectively. She's immature. She's naive. She's hopelessly romantic. She's careless. That's my word. Others would say sloppy about her weight, about her appearance. It's your fault. Your fault, all of it.
I'll have you know I gave my daughter everything.
You gave her only what money could buy. And in addition to everything else, she has that damn black cat, that Pluto. And she pretends she can talk with it.
But she's kind. She's gentle.
Of course. Otherwise, she'd be unbearable.
Why am I even discussing this? Get out of here.
Face the facts. You're 75 years old.
70.
How much longer can you live? 10, 15 years? With Sylvia, she'll still be under 40. And the money, all of it hers, to squander as she sees fit. And you know she'll be the natural target of every sharp-shooting fortune hunter.
I told you to get out!
You say that one more time, and I will. Oh, be practical, Mr. Fenris. I'm the best hope you've got. Because all I want to do with her money, your money, is enjoy it. I'm not burning to build empires. I only want to live comfortably, and on your money I can. And, I even happen to like Sylvia, just enough to put up with her.
I think you must be the devil himself.
Well, better the devil you know than the devil you might get. Oh, it's ironic, isn't it? 2 minutes ago you were scared stiff I'd marry Sylvia. Now you're absolutely petrified. I won't.
Daddy? Oh, please. Pluto and I simply couldn't wait any longer. Meow. Daddy, you do approve of Phil. You do, don't you?
Sylvia, I have a 4-word statement to make. Bless you, my children.
Hey. Who set that thing?
Good morning, Phil, darling. I did.
You did? What for?
We have to be up and about.
At a quarter to six in the morning?
Oh, I intend to make your breakfast.
I never eat breakfast.
Oh, well, you should. You should. Gets the day off to a glorious start.
Well, it's not as if I'll be swinging a pick and shovel.
Well, maybe you should. Oh, Pluto's up. Would you get out of bed, Phil, darling, and let him in?
Yes, dear.
Oh, isn't he just the sweetest thing in the world?
Yes, he sure is.
Now, what were we talking about?
Picks and shovels and hearty breakfasts, a combination guaranteed to make me ill.
Phil, you don't know a thing about the construction business.
I never claimed I did. I was honest with your father.
But then why did you accept a job with a plush office and a secretary?
Because I honestly intend to learn the business.
Then that's why you should walk into Daddy's office and say, "Sir, the only way to learn this business is from the ground up."
Well, I...
Well, you know I'm right. And besides, Pluto thinks it's a splendid idea.
Pluto thinks?
Oh, of course he does, don't you, Pluto? Matter of fact, Pluto and I discussed it last night.
Sylvia.
Why can't you believe Pluto and I talk together?
Because to talk means to exchange words, and Pluto cannot...
No, dear. To talk together means to exchange thoughts, and that's what we do, Pluto and I.
How?
Well, you look Pluto in the eye, and then you beam your thoughts at him, and he just beams his thoughts back at you. That's talking, that's communicating, isn't it?
Well...
I looked into Pluto's eyes, and he looked into mine, and he just beamed that idea about the way you could learn Dad's business right into my head. So, don't you see? You have Pluto to thank for it.
Yeah. Thanks, Pluto. My life, I hated work. Put in an August day on a road-building crew under a relentless sun that beats down. The heat shimmers off that concrete at about 115 degrees. And you will know what punishment is.
It hurt.
Everywhere.
Well, a little gentle massage will ease those aches.
No, nothing. Nothing will ever relieve these pains.
Pluto says you'll get used to it.
Now, you just tell Pluto for me that I will never get used to
it. You will. Let Pluto tell you himself. Will you tell him, Pluto, dear?
Oh, come on, Sylvia.
You say that you won't get used to that kind of work. You just beam that thought into Pluto's eyes.
Sylvia, my back hurts. I'm in no
Pluto
mood for...
Pluto will give you inspiration and courage. You just look into Pluto's eyes. Come on, Pluto. Yep, up on the bed, jump. That's it. Now, look into Phil's eyes. Don't you feel Pluto's thoughts coming into your mind?
I don't know what color a cat's eye is supposed to be, but suddenly I was staring into a kaleidoscope of brilliant hues, flaming reds, freezing greens, burning yellows, icy blues, all of them shifting, twisting, trying to form into shapes. And there was this terribly taut feeling of tension, as if the entire kaleidoscope were trying to dissolve into a scene. And finally, the way a bubble bursts, all the colors blended into that one icy blue. That icy blue became two of the coldest, frostiest eyes I'd ever seen in my life. The eyes of a sharp-faced man in a black robe, and he was talking to me.
Philip Frederick Sterling, have you anything to say before the sentence of this court is passed upon you?
I didn't do it. I swear I didn't. I couldn't kill anyone. I'm not made that way. You must believe
me. I'm not a killer.
You shall be in prison at the state penitentiary.
No,
until...
you can't do it. I'm innocent.
Until the third day of April.
No,
at
no, no.
Shall be...
yeah!
Yeah! What did you do? What did you do to Pluto?
I didn't do anything to Pluto.
He saw something in your eyes.
Oh, what could he have seen?
The future.
The future?
Yes. He saw the future and it frightened him.
Meow.
Oh, he's terrified.
Meow.
And so are you.
Me? What are you talking about? I'm not...
Well, why are you shaking all over?
Who's...
You are. Phil. What did you see in Pluto's eyes?
Nothing.
But, Phil...
I said I saw nothing. I could say that to her, Doctor. But not to myself. Because I had seen something. A courtroom. A judge. A jury. A defendant. And, of course, that defendant was me.
Go on, Mrs. Sterling.
I wasn't imagining this, Doctor. I looked into the eyes of that cat and I saw...
Yes, you saw that you were being convicted of murder and sentenced by a judge.
You don't think I'm crazy?
Crazy has many connotations. Whether or not you're crazy, as you put it, is irrelevant here.
But why should I see such a scene?
I think you know why.
Oh, I don't.
I say you do.
Please, Doctor, tell me why.
It's because you want to kill your wife.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's true.
Well, why would I want to kill my wife?
Why did you marry her?
For her money.
So far, you haven't been able to spend 1 cent of her money.
Well, I'm willing to wait.
And work on a road gang?
What do you suggest?
If I were you... I would leave her.
Why?
You made a bad bargain. You thought you'd fall in soft. It isn't happening. You're beginning to resent her. Already the thought of murder is rattling around in your subconscious.
Now look, the old man is worth millions. She gets all of it. Oh no, I can't walk out on that.
Well, then reconcile yourself to the road gang.
I have to, I will.
Darling, reach down and pat Pluto's head.
Huh?
He's forgiven you.
For what?
For scaring him the other day.
Oh, poor Pluto. Come here, boy.
Now you see how he likes you?
Well, I like him, too. We're pals, aren't we, Pluto?
Well, do you think you could talk to each other again?
Well, sure. How are things, Pluto, baby?
No, I mean really talk. Look into his eyes.
Oh, that.
Look into them, Phil. Maybe Pluto has something to tell you.
Well, okay.
Talk to Phil, Pluto. Talk to him.
Once again, I looked into Pluto's eyes. Deep into his eyes. Once again, the colors surged and swirled. Reds, greens, blues, yellows. Boiling, burning. And suddenly, all the royal emotion stopped. As if it were frozen. And the icy blue predominated. And once again, I was staring into those two icy blue eyes. The eyes that belonged to the sharp-faced man in the jet-black robe.
In all my years on the bench, I have never encountered murder so foul.
I didn't do it!
I must warn the prisoner. If he insists on interrupting...
But I didn't do it!
...the fiendishness of this act...
I couldn't do it!
...only a month...
No! No!
As the poet said, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. He might have added, I am the ruler of my mind. It's an interesting project Phil Sterling has set up for himself. Talk out the bad, talk in the good. Drive murder out of his brain and coax love into his heart. If such a thing can be done, it will happen when I return shortly with Act Two.
Bush, St. Louis.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
Listen, Lou, this fellow is at the door about the home repair, you know, and he wants me to sign the contract now. What'll I do?
You don't have to sign that contract now, madam.
You're not Lou. Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau with some advice to help you to protect yourself. Read all the documents before you sign and take your time. He'll come back tomorrow. And incidentally, keep a copy of any form you do sign. And be sure you understand what you're signing.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
No need to thank me, madam. That's what Better Business Bureaus are for, to help protect consumers like you.
If, as they say, you can see the entire universe in a single drop of water, why is it unreasonable to suppose that Philip Sterling can see the future in the eyes of a cat? Phil is not only convinced he can see his future, he is also certain he can change it. For the better, naturally.
Sylvia, call Pluto in here.
Oh, darling, he's very frightened.
Call him in.
Hmm? Well, I'm not sure that I should.
I need him.
You what?
Sylvia, you're the one who insisted on having the word obey in the marriage ceremony. Call Pluto in here.
Pluto, it's all right, baby.
Yes. Here, Pluto.
Right, up on Phil's lap. Oh. Yeah. Up. That's it.
Yes. I want to look into his eyes.
Oh, I don't think it's wise.
Well, I have my reasons.
All right. Pluto, Phil wants to talk to you. Yeah. Pluto, talk to Phil.
Once again, I looked into Pluto's eyes, and I saw nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. What do you say to that, Dr. Myers? Murder? If it was ever in there, I drove it out of my mind. I drove all thoughts of murder out of my mind.
Yeah! Look! Pluto's smiling.
Of course.
And you. You're smiling, too.
I'm smiling because I love you.
Oh, Phil. What's got into you lately?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Keep to your left. Keep to your left. Keep to your left. Come on. Come on, there's plenty of room. Come on, keep moving.
Oh, my God, it can't be, but it is. Gwen, look.
It's Phil.
Phil, baby, is this for real?
Phil, darling.
Oh, wait till the gang hears about this.
Oh, hi, Gwenny. Bruce.
Phil.
Phil.
Phil, darling, I never knew you had such muscles.
What happened, Phil? Does your father-in-law lose all his money?
Look, you're holding up traffic.
Is this what marriage does to a man?
I'll explain it some other time. Get moving. Get moving, or I'll catch it from my foreman.
Everything go all right today?
Sure.
You haven't said a word all during dinner.
Well, I'm just tired.
Well, I know you're not used to hard work, but you'll see. You'll find it so rewarding.
Oh, sure.
I have a surprise for you. Won't you ask me what it is?
Okay.
It's Dad's wedding gift. You know what he wants to give us? A house.
A house?
A house of our very own. He wants to give us the house on Rogers Cove.
The big one?
Yeah, the big one with the boat landing, the tennis court.
Well, that is a gift.
I turned it down.
You what?
I turned it down.
But Sylvia, why?
Because we can't afford it.
We can't afford it?
Not on your salary. You don't know how hard I had to work to restrain my father.
From doing what?
Well, he wants to give us everything right away. Now, think of that, what it would do to you. It would absolutely rob you of your initiative.
Sylvia, we shouldn't insult your father by,
All in good time, darling. Our first home should be a modest ranch house, or would you prefer a split level? In a development with other young couples like ourselves.
But, darling...
Now, Phil... I had a long talk about it with Pluto.
With Pluto?
He'll show you the wisdom of it. Pluto, go to Phil.
No, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute, Sylvia. Sylvia, I must tell you, I love you.
Of course you do.
I love you. My only desire is to protect you, to keep you from harm.
Now, Pluto. Phil wants to talk with you.
Once again, I looked into those eyes. Once again, the whirl of almost blinding colors. But this time, something was different. In the struggle among the blues, the yellows, the greens, and the reds, the bright crimson reds, they were winning out. Everything was red. Flowing red. Blood red. Red blood on a pale white face. Blood on Sylvia's face.
Phil! Phil, please! Don't hit me! Oh, Phil, please!
I told you! I warned you!
Phil! Please! Phil, don't!
You ruined my life! All my friends laugh at me!
I love you, Phil! Oh, please don't hit me again!
Get up! I'm not through.
Oh!
You have the most violent conversations with Pluto. Oh, no, Pluto. Everything's all right. Phil, what were you and Pluto talking about?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Where are you going?
Out.
Oh, I'll come with you.
No.
Oh.
Sylvia, can't you understand? Sometimes a man just wants to be by himself, that's all.
Oh, of course, darling, I understand. We understand, don't we, Pluto?
You want to go back to the party?
Mm-hmm. Maybe later. It's much cozier here.
Mm-hmm. I must say, absence does make the heart grow fonder.
Oh, I missed you, Gwenny.
Phil, how do you stand it?
Oh, I have fantastic powers of endurance. That is, I hope I do.
You know, what with her talking to that cat and everything else, maybe you could get her committed to, you know, an asylum. After all, she is crazy.
Oh, no. Only poor people are crazy. Rich people are eccentric.
Phil, I'm worried about you.
Oh, don't be. I will be fabulously wealthy one day.
Is that all there is to it?
That's all there ever was for me.
I don't like what it's doing to you.
Oh, come on, Gwen. What's it doing to me?
Well, you're not the same. You were always so happy-go-lucky.
Well, that might have been just a pose.
No, there's something new inside of you.
Really? What?
Kind of violence.
Violence? I'm allergic to violence.
You think so?
You know what I always say. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Violence? Why, I can't even...
Don't protest so much, Phil. It shows.
How?
When we ran into you on the road, Bruce and I, we started to kid you. You turned livid.
I don't remember.
You were trembling with rage.
That's your imagination.
You tried to hide it.
Well, maybe you're right. There are times when I could just...
When you could just what?
Kill her. You know, it scares me. I never felt that way before about anybody. If I stay with her, I know that I'll kill her. And then... Then, what good is the money?
Aha, that's delicious.
Have another helping, Dad.
You know, Phil, she used to break the heart of every chef I'd hire. These fellas all had international reputations, but she'd just walk into the kitchen and whip up a little dish and put them all to shame.
Daddy, the preparation of food is a personal, intimate thing. Oh, we shouldn't hire strangers to do it. Don't you agree, Phil?
I've never seen Phil so quiet.
That's right. Darling, both you and Pluto haven't said a word all evening.
I don't know about Pluto, but I am preparing a statement.
Oh, that sounds serious.
It's a very important statement.
Now, that's a coincidence. I, too, have a statement. May I?
Of course.
Phil, you've absolutely exceeded all my expectations. You've been an excellent husband to Sylvia. You've been conscientious on the job. And so, therefore, I have a seven-word statement. Odd that it should add up to seven, because it's a lucky statement, and... Well, here it is. I have included you in my will.
Oh, Daddy, Daddy. Oh, that's wonderful. Isn't it wonderful, Pluto?
I know now, Phil, that you'll succeed in the business. One day, they'll all be yours.
Oh, Phil, did you hear that?
Oh, yes. Yes, I heard it.
Well, now that Daddy has made his statement, what was yours?
What was mine? I was ready to say four simple words. I want a divorce. However, at that moment, it seemed like a stupid thing to do. I happened to glance at Pluto. He was looking up at me. His eyes were wide, and I could see the colors swirling again, but this time... The yellows, the bright flaming yellows, overwhelmed the others. And then the yellow turned softer. It began to gleam like gold, solid gold. Oh, what a fool I would be to throw away a chance to own one of the largest construction companies in America. I looked at Sylvia. I would simply have to love her. That's all. Love her so earnestly, so devotedly, that I wouldn't have the inclination to kill her. Huh? The problem was solved.
Aren't you going to make your statement, Phil?
As it turns out, I really don't have one.
Playing a dangerous game. All your instincts tell you to get out. But suddenly, the stakes are raised to dizzying heights. What do you do? Phil Sterling has decided to stand pat. But how strong is his hand? Losers and winners in this game of life and death will be determined when I return shortly with Act 3.
And now another tale of the ball and chain. At Kellogg's Special K presents
the good, the bad, and the heavy.
Why is that cowboy wearing a ball and chain?
Because carrying around extra pounds can be just like carrying around a ball and chain.
How symbolic.
Well, it is, senor.
Give me the Special K breakfast.
Here you go. For a Special K, it's milk, orange juice, and coffee.
Ah.
Say, don't I know you from someplace?
You probably don't recognize me with my ball and chain. I used to be 10 pounds lighter, but I'm getting back that way by exercising and eating smart at every meal. Starting with this here Special K breakfast.
What's so special?
It's less than 240 calories, 99% fat-free, and delicious. It's going to help me get rid of this here ball and chain.
I bet your horse we'll be glad to hear that.
Another ball and chain bites the dust.
Your happy ending could begin with the Kellogg's Special K breakfast.
That's Kellogg's Special K.
That's right.
Good night.
You're 17. Well, that's plenty old. Old enough to know about things like grass and speed and acid and smack. We probably can't tell you anything about the stuff you haven't already heard. Or maybe even found out for yourself. So, we don't intend to give you any advice. You wouldn't listen. But the trouble is, neither will your kid brother. He doesn't know half of what you know. He doesn't know how dope can affect your body. He's never spent a violent night hugging a friend who is on a bad trip, or watch a guy nod off in class and fall to the floor. He's just a kid. And a real setup for anybody out there selling the stuff. We'd like to warn your little brother. Too bad he doesn't trust us. We can't get to him. But maybe you can.
An Advertising Council campaign. Why should love be a random, subjective thing, completely beyond our conscious control? Why can't we say, she is the logical person for me to love? Phil Sterling is determined to love his wife, because if he can't, he knows he will have to kill her.
Oh, darling, let's quit for the night.
Well, I can mix a batch of cement and start on the wall if you want me to.
You work hard all day. Then you come home at night, and I make you work in the basement.
Oh, well, I don't mind.
Come on upstairs, wash up.
No, I'd just as soon keep working and finish this.
Oh, but not tonight, Phil. I asked the Conways over for coffee.
The Conways?
Well, they really are such lovely people.
Well, he's a bore.
Phil?
And she's such an idiot.
Phil, you have to be friendly with your neighbors.
Why?
Well, darling, don't lose touch with ordinary people.
Gwen. Gwen, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, that's what friends are for.
I just have nobody else to talk to. On the job, at home, the neighbors. I think I'm about ready to flip.
Well, Phil, you could always leave.
I can't. You know, you hear people say, I wouldn't do this or that for $1 million. But it's academic. Nobody ever offered them the million. With me. Gwen, with me, the money is there.
It's not quite there.
It's mine. I just have to wait it out. I am in the will. I am in it for 50%. Gwen, you know how much that is?
Mm-hmm.
Besides, he's very old. How much longer can he live?
Oh, Phil, you always were a genius when it came to figuring things.
I wish I knew how to figure this.
Well, you know you can't stay. And you don't have the nerve to leave.
That isn't true.
Been getting any readings from Pluto lately?
Cut it out, Gwen.
I bet you're afraid to look.
Phil, you haven't eaten a thing.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, darling. Something's troubling you. Talk to Pluto. You'll feel better.
I don't want to talk to Pluto.
Oh, he's such a comfort. Talk to Phil, Pluto.
Yeah. Sylvia. I love you.
Well, I love you, and Pluto loves you, too. Tell him you love him, Pluto.
Meow.
Well, I know something will cheer you up. Daddy's got the results from his physical today, and he's in the best shape of his life.
He is?
And you deserve all the credit. Because he doesn't have to worry about me anymore. The doctor said Daddy will probably live forever.
Oh, that's great.
Phil, I can tell you're not feeling...
I'm fine.
You're out of sorts. Come on, let Pluto comfort you.
Keep that cat away from me.
Pluto is not that cat.
Meow!
Oh, now you see, you've hurt his feelings.
Oh, for crying out
now,
loud.
Tell him you're sorry. Phil wants to apologize, Pluto. Tell him you forgive him.
Go.
Once again, I was staring into Pluto's eyes and into that boiling maelstrom of colors. All I could see now was brown. And it was the brown of the cement in the basement. And on this brown cement was a sharp and pointed mason's trowel. And suddenly, the trowel was in my hand.
Out of my way.
Oh, no.
He's driving me crazy. I have to kill him.
Phil, what's wrong? You're trembling.
It's nothing.
It can't be nothing.
I'm going out.
Again? Where?
For a walk.
Where do you always go on these walks?
Nowhere. I just walk. Now stop nagging. Do without you, Gwen.
Good old Gwen. Comfy as a pair of old shoes. Ready as a candlestick. Reliable, dependable. There when you need me.
Well, it's true.
Well, congratulate me. I'm getting married.
What? Married? Why?
Why? Has it occurred to you I might want a life of my own? Bruce asked me to marry him.
Oh, Bruce.
He may not be much, but he's all mine. And at least he asked.
Gwen, listen. In just a couple of years, I'll really be rich.
And I hope you'll be very happy.
I'll make it up to you.
As they say in the movies, I guess this is goodbye.
But, Gwen, if I can't see you...
No, Philip. All or nothing. That's what I want. And to be fair, it's what Sylvia wants. Choose between us. Who gets all and who gets nothing.
Maybe I would miss Gwen. But not for long. Gwen comes back. She always comes back. My problem. Sylvia. Oh, I have to calm down. Keep your temper. Concentrate on loving Sylvia. Loving Sylvia.
Phil?
Yes, dear?
Pluto and I have a question to ask you.
Oh, what is it?
Who is Gwen?
What did you say?
I think you heard me. He heard me, didn't he, Pluto?
Meow!
Who is Gwen?
Well, Gwen is a girl I used to know.
When did you last see her?
Now, look, what is
this? I'd like an answer.
Sylvia. Who told you about Gwen?
Who do you think? Pluto.
What does Pluto know?
Everything. You're in love with her, aren't you?
No.
Don't lie to me.
I am telling you the truth.
You can lie to me, but you can't lie to Pluto.
Sylvia! Sylvia, now listen to me. I am telling you the truth. I love you.
Oh, tell that to Pluto. I dare you to tell that to Pluto.
Pluto. Pluto, that mangy cat. Hey, where are you going?
Home.
You're home now.
No. Going home to my father. I never want to see you again.
That damn cat, I'll kill him.
No, no, no. Please, don't. Run, Pluto. Run.
Oh, that stupid cat. Look, he ran down to the basement, Sylvia. He can't get away now. I've got you cornered, you stupid cat.
Dodge him. Pluto, dodge him.
You can't get away. You won't get away.
Phil, you're mad. Put down that towel.
Stand still. Stand still, you stupid beast. You've got nowhere to go.
Here.
Here, Pluto. Here. Come to me. Come, come. I'll protect you.
Sylvia, let go of that cat. You give me Pluto.
No!
I won't have any peace. I won't have any sanity until I kill him.
No, Phil, no!
Let go of him.
No!
Sylvia. No. Sylvia! Cinder blocks and cement. I had everything there to do it. And then I placed her and Pluto behind it. And finally, I painted the wall and the entire basement so there were no signs of fresh construction. I washed away every bloodstain from the floor and from my hands, from my clothes. The place was absolutely spotless. And then I assumed a new role. And I played it to perfection. The worried husband.
What could have happened to her, Phil?
I don't know. Oh, I'm scared. How could she just disappear?
You two weren't quarreling, were you?
What? Sylvia and I?
Yeah, I know. The lovebirds.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm scared of. You know, she has all kinds of, well, weird ideas. And, well, what with that cat? Who knows? Maybe she just wandered off.
Well, we'll find her. You have to be brave, son.
Oh, I just couldn't get along without her. Dad. My only worry was the will, but I was still in it. So that worry was unnecessary. And actually, I was in it bigger and better than before. You know, maybe I should have killed her sooner. Yes?
Mr. Sterling?
I'm Mr. Sterling.
We're police officers.
Oh?
May we come in? I'm Lieutenant Haley. Sergeant Miller.
Yes,
Detective Krause.
Well, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
Your wife has been reported missing.
Yes, that's right.
I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, my father-in-law and I wrote out a deposition. He's Frank J. Fenris, a very influential man.
So I've heard. Your wife disappeared last Tuesday night.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Conway, your next-door neighbors, report they heard sounds of arguing.
Did they?
Mrs. Conway characterized it as a fight.
Well, Mrs. Conway is a fool.
But did you have a fight with your wife?
Certainly. Don't you ever fight with your wife, Lieutenant?
Do you have any idea where your wife might be now?
Lieutenant, do you suspect me of doing away with Sylvia?
No, sir.
Well, I don't like the tone of your voice. And I don't like the look on your face, either.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just that cynical know-it-all cop look. Yes, you figure that I killed her.
Mr. Sterling, I'm sorry if we seem to irritate you, but our job requires that we ask questions.
So what did I do, Lieutenant? Kill her and hide her body?
Nobody said that, sir.
Then why are you here?
To search the house.
Now, I know my rights. For that, you need a warrant.
We have a warrant.
Oh. Well, go ahead.
Jim? Otto, look around.
Well, Lieutenant, any corpses in the closets?
Will you show us to the basement?
The basement?
Yes. You have one?
Well, of course we do. Just follow me.
Anything? Otto? Mr. Sterling, I'm sorry we put you to so much trouble. Something the matter, Mr. Sterling? Mr. Sterling?
No, I'm all right.
Are you ill? You look so pale. I know this must be a difficult time for you, Mr. Sterling.
Yes, it is.
Well, we're through here. Are you sure you're all right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm just fine.
Well, goodbye, sir.
Oh, goodbye. Goodbye.
You know, it's funny. I hear a cat. He must be right in this room. But I don't see him.
A cat? A cat? What cat?
You mean, you don't hear that cat? Why, he's behind that wall. He has to be behind that wall.
Pluto. Oh, no. It can't be Pluto. He's dead. He's dead.
Otto, Jim, get some tools. We're going to break down that wall.
He's dead. I killed him. Why isn't he dead?
Why? The answer is simple, and it's also the moral of our story, which is, a man is ill-advised to fool with a cat. Why? Because a man only has one life, while a cat has nine. And at this point in time, Philip Frederick Sterling has no lives at all, while Pluto still has eight. I'll be back shortly.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can to find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life and be free and see. Where do I go from here? Oh, where do I go from here? And finish the school, but what lies ahead? Don't want to get trapped, want to feel free instead.
About the new Navy. You'll get your chance at success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000. That's 800-841-8000. Or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
Doing on this show is bringing back some of the best of the good old days. And a good old expression used to be the cat's meow. Mom and Dad use it all the time, even though they didn't exactly know what it meant. Well, after this tale, we know. Our cast included Norman Rose, Marion Seldes, Robert Dryden, Joe DeSantis, and E.V. Juster. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Three times, on different expeditions, we have excavated with no success. This time, we have managed to isolate the mastaba itself. In spite of every kind of miserable luck. Cave-ins, men injured, crews deserting. But at last, within the next few days, I'm convinced the entrance will be found.
Oh, how exciting, how wonderful for you. And Hasiba, I hope she isn't a disappointment. Was she really so beautiful, do you think?
Incredibly. Her face shamed the shining sun, and the day was lit up by the light of her countenance.
You know, you sound as though you'd actually seen her.
I have.
You have?
Oh, yes, yes, my dear. For every description fits you.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser, and by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
It makes sense to invest in your heart. Who knows? It may save your life. I'm the Oregon Heart Association's wise owl, and I know. Reduce if overweight. Cut down or stop cigarette smoking. Have regular medical checkups. Exercise regularly. Reduce cholesterol intake. Control high blood pressure. Follow my advice, and you can reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke. It makes sense to invest in your heart.
This is KOIN in Portland. The time now is 11 o'clock.
CBS News. President Nixon will announce his choice for Treasury Secretary shortly. I'm Stephanie Shelton reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Word of that upcoming announcement from White House spokesman Ronald Ziegler, who says that the president has decided on a successor to outgoing Treasury Secretary George Shultz. Ziegler says the announcement may be made this week. He gives no hint as to who will be nominated, but Washington insiders have speculated that it will be Energy Chief William Simon, who is now a Deputy Treasury Secretary. Ziegler's announcement was made on the presidential plane carrying Mr. Nixon and his family from Key Biscayne back to Washington. More news after this.
Hi there, this is Mike Roy.
By golly, you're the super chef of the airways.
What
the
hell?
Huh?
Fine fellow.
Oh, I'm Denny Bracken here.
Good boy.
Hanging out of his apron string and looking forward to the cook thing tomorrow when our super chef is going to serve up...
Beet cups.
What?
This is beet cups, not for the beet generation. Beet cups.
Is this a neat beet? Oh,
yeah.
Daddy-o.
No, yeah, I think you most send me, Father, eight to the bar.
Oh, eight to the bar? Wait a second. Step aside. It's too crowded up there. Join us tomorrow for beet cups, friends. Mike Roy's cook thing on the CBS Radio Net.
The Marine Corps doesn't offer jobs to women. They offer careers to women. For today's woman, the Marine Corps can be the career corps. Top pay, equal opportunity, equal reward. And you don't have to be one of the boys to get ahead. You can be yourself. A special kind of woman who wants more than a job. A woman who has more to offer.
Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Dayan left Washington for home Monday, saying he had been reassured by his three-day round of talks that U.S. military aid to Israel will continue. Dayan spent the day meeting with the Senate Armed Services Committee and with Defense Minister James Schlesinger. On the Golan Heights, it was the 21st consecutive day of fighting, and the situation looks more serious. Dean Brayless reports from Tel Aviv.
Israel is sending more reinforcements up to the Golan Heights to meet the increased Syrian military activity there. This according to an Israeli military spokesman. He also added the Israeli army has been placed on a new and higher state of alert. There have been more exchanges of artillery fire between the Syrians and the Israelis along the ceasefire line. The Israelis have been watching with alarm what they describe as a steady escalation of ceasefire violations. The Israelis say the Syrians show signs that they may be preparing for a major move across the ceasefire line. Radio Damascus has been saying that the Syrian guns have opened fire to counter Israeli attempts to consolidate and improve military positions. That the situation has become much graver is emphasized by all sources here. Dean Brayless for CBS News, Tel Aviv.
In Laos, a spokesman for the pro-communist Pathet Lao says that group has reached final agreement with the Laotian government on the formation of a coalition government. No confirmation of this from the Laotian government. More price controls were lifted on Monday, as George Herman reports from Washington.
The Cost of Living Council decontrolled about 10% of the American labor force and something like 165 industries' price schedules. It's the biggest single act of deregulation by the commission so far. But Director John Dunlop says the sectors released today are those where immediate and serious inflationary pressures are not expected. The sectors remaining under control include food, health, auto prices, and construction. And in those fields, there are strong inflationary pressures, so they remain controlled. Petroleum, of course, is not affected. It remains under mandatory price regulation under a separate act, even after the economic stabilization law ends at the end of this month. Items now decontrolled by today's action include clothing, luggage, tools, heating equipment, clocks and watches, life insurance premiums, amusements, and hotels. Prices in all those fields are now free to rise immediately. George Herman, CBS News, Washington.
The House Ways and Means Committee voted 18-7 Monday to end the oil depletion allowance in three stages by January 1st, 1977. More in a moment.
You're 17. Well, that's plenty old. Old enough to know about things like grass and speed and acid and smack. We probably can't tell you anything about the stuff you haven't already heard, or maybe even found out for yourself. So we don't intend to give you any advice. You wouldn't listen. But the trouble is, neither will your kid brother. He doesn't know half of what you know. He doesn't know how dope can affect your body. He's never spent a violent night hugging a friend who was on a bad trip or watch a guy nod off in class and fall to the floor. He's just a kid and a real setup for anybody out there selling the stuff. We'd like to warn your little brother. Too bad he doesn't trust us. We can't get to him. But maybe you can.
An Advertising Council campaign.
The Indochina Peace Committee says actress Jane Fonda is in Hanoi and plans to make a film about living conditions in South Vietnam. A spokesman for the anti-war group says Ms. Fonda and her husband, Tom Hayden, were invited to visit both North Vietnam and so-called liberated areas of the South by an organization affiliated with the Viet Cong. They're expected to remain in Vietnam for about a month. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.